Whitesnake and Summer Rain. Co-written, Doug, was it? Yeah. By yourself and Coverdale?
Yep.
Yeah. I bet he was wearing his dark glasses when he was writing that and singing it.
We had a lot of mirrors all over, too.
Yeah. I met him a few times, and it was, you know, darkness, and he still had his shades on, you know. It was good. It was just cool, you know. Anybody else would be getting called names, but it was Coverdale, so it was okay, you know.
You know why it is? Look at my eyes. That's why we do it. We don't want to scare anybody.
Yeah. Listen, you joined the Whitesnake circus, for want of a better word, when? It must be 12 years ago, is it?
It's 11, just coming up on 11 years ago. Yeah? Yep.
I mean, but you'd played for all kinds of people before.
I played for a few.
You weren't exactly a sort of, you know, a young and innocent. But what was it like when Coverdale asked you to join Whitesnake? Is it a bit special?
Are you kidding? Yes, man. It's one of my all-time favorite bands. I was fortunate enough to have a friend in 1985 that, you know, Slide It In was out in 84, something like that.
Yeah.
And he had all these earlier Whitesnake records. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Why haven't I heard this stuff?
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason that me and David hit it off so well, was I really enjoyed the early Whitesnake that never really happened in the U.S., that stuff. But to answer your original question, it was amazing. You know, he flew me up for the day to meet him and discuss the possibility of doing basically a two-month tour. That's all he was talking about. And I tricked him into 10 years.
So. Yeah, on one of the tours, I think I'm trying to remember if I read all this properly. You were touring with Deep Purple.
Yes.
And then at one stage, you got up and played Smoke on the Water.
Yep.
That's surreal.
It was.
I mean, people who don't play guitar have all tried to play Smoke on the Water in the guitar shop, you know? So you played it with Deep Purple.
It was unbelievable, Johnny. I was sitting backstage, and it was actually in Gelsenkirchen, Germany.
Yeah.
I guess it's near Hanover, where the Scorpions live. I don't know. But I was sitting backstage, and the Deep Purple tour manager came and pointed. I was talking to Rudolf Schenker and pointed, and I was like, hey, it's time for you to go, man. I think you're going to go have a jam. And he says, no, Steve Morse is calling you. He wants you to come up. And I was like, well, what guitar am I going to play? What are we doing? And you just get up and start wailing. We're trading off. Pacey's sitting there going, and we're trading off little licks between Steve Morse and I. Ian Gillan looks over his shoulder and sees me and is just like, oh no, not another one. You know, Steve's always inviting people to come up and play. But we got through the tune and it was great, man. And it's one of the highlights.
That's something you could always, you know, dine out on. I played Smoke on the Water, so there.
It's the first riff I ever learned, and about 100,000 other kids.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So many other people, whether they played guitar or not, all wanted to play that riff. And there you got to play it. That is terrific.
Pretty cool.
Listen, we know you're here for the gig in the Odyssey on Thursday.
Yes.
You're playing Journey and Thunder on the bill.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Do you all know those guys, or can you manage to tour for all these years and not bump into each other?
There are those examples, but we've done lots of gigs with Journey and with Thunder, and they're all great guys. We get along great. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
In fact, Whitesnake and Journey, last time we played in Ireland, we played together. It was Def Leppard, Whitesnake, Journey, and Tesla. We played in Dublin at the O2.
Yeah.
But this gig is gonna be this package, I think, is really exciting. We've never done a long run with Journey like this, and they've got the songs. David's got the songs. So and Thunder is an amazing band.
Yeah. Who gets a big dressing room?
Well, you know, the boss gets it. The boss gets it, and then the other five of us, we share one, you know. But you know what? He deserves it. He started this legacy, you know, 77.
Yeah.
And before that, he's in Deep Purple. I mean, he's earned his stripes, so we'll give him the room.
Yeah, no, that's it's terrific. It's going to be a terrific night. It really, really is. But we're fortunate because you're not only here for the gig, hit and run, and then back out in the next plane. You're here for the Live Wire workshop as well.
And the Guinness,
yes.
Yes, so, the Live Wire workshop I'm really excited about. It's the only one I'm doing. And we had scheduled to come hang in Belfast. We had just come from Japan, and we needed a few days to decompress. And there was an opportunity to work with the fine people at Livewire, and I jumped at it, you know.
So I'll bring Alistair in here. Exactly what happens at Livewire, Alistair?
Livewire's an initiative we put together earlier this year when we saw we had a chance to bring these world-renowned guitarists to Belfast, and we thought, what chance have we got of getting the likes of Doug to come and play with us in Belfast and show us how it's done? But we had a mutual friend, and she put us in touch and said, look, Doug's in Belfast, do you want him to do something? And we said, of course, you know, it's Doug, it's Whitesnake, of course we do. We've had a lineup. We had Greg Howe, who played with Michael Jackson back in the day. Yeah. He played with Justin Timberlake more recently. We had local guys.
But we'll not hold that against him. No,
not at all. We'll try not to. Enrique Iglesias is on there as well, but again, we'll try and forget about that. We had local guy Simon McBride in a few weeks ago. We've got Jamiroquai's guitarist coming next month, a great guy called Rob Harris. So the lineup runs throughout the year, and I think it's safe to say, with all respect to the other guys, this is a real highlight for us this week to have Doug
here. So the local guitarists, budding guitarists, can they go and just, do they just worship at the feet of the master? Is that it?
Absolutely, yeah. You come down to the Crescent Arts Centre tonight and see for yourself. We still have a few tickets left, I think. I don't know. As soon as Doug landed, ticket sales just took off. People heard he was in Belfast, and it's a chance to come down and see exactly what it is Doug does up close and personal. He's going to have a Guinness, he's going to play some guitar, he's going to tell a few stories, no doubt. And afterwards you get to meet him, get your photo taken and ask a few questions and just hang out with Doug.
Yeah, it's just an evening, you know, hanging out, and you'll really be able to get to see that I'm just an average person. I happen to be really lucky and be playing in Whitesnake, you know, but I love music, I love teaching, it may not be for you guys because you live here, but this is an exotic location for me. So to be able to
a lot of people will be laughing at that, you know, we are not exotic. You know?
It is an exotic location for somebody from California to be here. It's amazing. And to actually do a thing like this is an opportunity that of course I would do it.
I can only imagine how nervous you are trying to make that call. We're going to ask this guy Doug to do it. Oh, he's going to tell us to clear off, you know. So when you get a request like that, I mean, obviously Alistair's amazed you said yes. So I mean, how do you feel? Is it another one of these things?
No, it's great. He was very kind, and he said he would. I didn't tell him to clear off. I just said, would you clear off my hotel bill when I'm done? And he said,
sorry,
no
I'm
problem.
Just hearing about this for the first time. Yeah, we might have to cancel it.
Yeah. But no, it's really good of you to do it, you know?
Well, it's my pleasure. It's an honor to be here. And Ireland's got such a, and Belfast in particular, has got such a big history in music. And it's a chance for me to be here and do this. So I'm in.
No, it's terrific. Did you have any guitar heroes? Who did you look up to when you were maybe a teenager?
Pretty much everybody from Europe and the UK and Ireland and these places is my favorite guys, who were also kind of influenced by the early American guys. But let's say, I mean, bands like Zeppelin and Thin Lizzy and Deep Purple, and then the German Michael Schenker and the these guys from over here, this side of the pond. And then it was later getting, and Tony Iommi and Blackmore, of course, you got to say Blackmore. But then later on, we got into Eddie Van Halen and Randy Rhoads and these guys. But I think my all-time four is probably Page, Beck, Clapton, and then a Yankee called Hendrix.
Yeah, that's some lineup, isn't it? That's terrific. Yeah.
Yeah,
that really is. Clapton played in the Odyssey on Friday night, just a couple of days ago. Apparently, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And Van Morrison got up and did a number with him as well.
Well, I would have been here if I could have been. We were en route from Japan, but I saw when I landed, I saw what the goings on, what was happening.
Yeah.
And tonight, you know, Meatloaf's playing and a bunch of things are going on. And when I saw Eric Clapton, I missed him by one day. It was just, oh no. Because
you could have been up doing Layla with him, you know?
Of course I would do it. I would just do anything to see that. I've never seen him play live.
No, nope.
No.
That would have been
at
one
the backstage door with some tight clothes on and trying to sneak in.
Well, listen, good luck with the Livewire. It's tonight then, Alistair?
Tonight down at the Crescent Arts Centre. We'll start off 7:30, doors at 7. Tickets are selling fast. You'll get those on the Crescent Arts website, or if you call them directly, there may be a few left on the door, but after being on such a great radio show, I'm
folks,
sure they're all going to fly out.
If you play guitar, if you have any ambitions as a guitarist or
don't
a
show
musician,
up.
No, just get, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. It really, really is. That's really good of you to do it. It really is, Doug.
We've got Michael Devon, bass player from Whitesnake's going to come down and jam with us as well. We've got that.
Yeah, he doesn't even know that, but he's coming. And
he's going to be there.
But you know what it is? It's pressure, man, because now you've just thrown down the challenge, every hot shot from Belfast is going to be coming down looking at me, and I've got to deliver.
No, that it'll be terrific. It really will.
I'll do it. I'll do it, man.
You'll do it, man. Doug, thanks for coming in. Good luck with Livewire and with the gig, of course, in the Odyssey, okay?
I can't wait. It's going to be great. We'll see you all there. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Doug.